But them, but they cured us. I don't know. Every time Philip got a cold, he used the same thing he used for everything.
What kind of medicine was it?
It was right red medicine. What kind of?
It was red. Did he mix it up?
Mixed it with something. I don't know what he, I can't remember what he mixed it with, but he stirred up in something, say, I'm take this home and take it, and we'd all take it, and it cured everything there. What was ever you was wrong with it, it helped you. It did. We all still around here, aren't we?
Well, so everybody took it, no matter what was wrong with you, if your stomach hurt, your head, you had a cold, cough.
I don't remember nothing that we had, but Mom would give us a dose of castor oil if we was all at home or something like that, but... Mm-hmm. When we come to Raw and we got sick, and I was a little girl, that's all I can remember. Taking is some doctor is a red medicine. I don't know what kind
this,
it was.
This Dr. Lyme, did he have a doctor's office here?
He didn't have one in Raw, but he had one in Atlanta. Mm. And Howard was his chauffeur. You remember, you heard anybody speak of Howard? That was Ethel's husband's brother. Mm-hmm. And he showed him to Atlanta every day, cause he's Bert's husband.
So if somebody got real sick in Roswell and had an emergency, where did y'all go?
Well, I tell you, we didn't have to go. We didn't go nowhere but to Grady. And I tell you, I never forget this trip. Katie Lee, you remember Katie? Well, Katie's mother, she worked for Dr. Lyon. And that was doctor, that was Sonny granddaddy. And she said, I know who will take my mama to the hospital. Cause I work for them and they'll take my mama to the hospital. I never will forget it. Katie run up there to doctor and to Sonny. He was the nicest fellow you want to see. But he said to Katie, he said, Katie, you know I take you to the hospital, your mother to the hospital. Said, but if I do, I'll lose my business. And that just seemed like went over me. I thought, well, you working there every day and he can't take your mama to the hospital. But that was back in them days, I guess, the white and the black didn't, it would have run his business. They wouldn't have. He couldn't have had no more business if he the white, black, and white didn't mix that way back in them days. So he come out to Cage and told he would take a minute. But after then he said, you know, I'm going to give y'all a undertaker. I got one. They sent me one the other day, and this one's in good shape. And Ellie, he drove the old ambulance when anybody get real sick. And Cam the greatest. And when anybody got sick after that, and that's what brought it on, Katie's mama getting sick. And that boy gave him a stamina. And that went on for years. And then after then they started. I never, Miss, that was my mother-in-law, her brother died. And they come to the house and then bombed it. They didn't even bomb him. And they had a bomb place over the Raw store. You don't know where that is, do you? Do you know where that is? Well, that's where they had an embalming place. And you took, but the black people couldn't even go up there and be embalmed. They did that with white folk. But they took him in the kitchen. I never will forget an embalming.
They did embalming in the kitchen?
In the kitchen. Black folks wasn't allowed to go to those white people. I don't know what we was. They scared of us or what. But we didn't rub off.
In the kitchen they embalmed people?
Well, that's
in
where...
In the kitchen of whose house?
Of his house, where he stayed. Well, that's where they done him. And then another man got killed, and they been bombed him down in the house. I don't know what room they bombed him in. I know they bombed up.
But did the white folk embalm him, or did the black folk embalm him?
The white people embalmed
him. Well, come to the house and embalm him.
They'd come to your house and embalm him.
But you couldn't go to the funeral.
You couldn't go to a funeral.
And then what would happen for the body? Would the body go stay in the house?